train.
Hold on. Come on and hold my hand.
Hold my hand.
For Papa.
Why?
The run this
way.
I can't get along without
help me to run this place.
Every
day
I want you to guide my war on.
Why run this place?
Oh,
Lord.
Come on and guide my mind.
Guide my mind.
Oh, Father.
Why run this place?
I can't get along without
help me to run this place.
And I know you got all power.
Help me to run this place.
You got all power in your hand.
Help me to run this place.
And my Bible tells me.
Help me to run this place.
That power is sufficient.
Help me to run this place.
Sufficient for all things.
Help me to run this place.
And power stop the sun.
Help me to run this place.
Stop the sun for Israel.
Help me to run this place.
Open up the rest.
Help me to run this race.
Oh, yes, it did.
Help me to run this race.
And I pulled up my arms in a midnight
hour. Help me to run this race.
The Seven Sons Singers of Flint, Michigan, rather. I started to say Detroit since this is Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour, which I run out of the Detroit area. My name's Mike McGonigal. I'm your host for Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. So on the J&W label out of Pontiac, Michigan, a great label, we just heard... Running this race, Seven Sons Singers of Flint, Michigan, and we're about to hear next the flip side of that 45. It's called John's Revelation, of course. All of us continue, I believe I can speak for you, because you're probably not a monster, in wishing the very best for everybody in the Flint, Michigan area. Really unnecessary and terrible tragedy there. We started off this the show with Joe Lee, Every Time I Feel the Spirit. That was the Oregon Gospel instrumental on the Staff label of 45. Then we heard the wonderful Soul Searchers doing it's their take on One Morning Soon. Really neat record. A 45 on Praise, and then, like I said, the Seven Sons Singers. We're going to hear them now, and then a bunch of stuff, and I'll come in later and talk about what we heard. Thank you so much for listening to Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour.
There would be no more death in the land.
Oh.
And there would be no more sadness. Be no more sorrow. Every day will be Sunday, knowing that someone else shed a tear in the midnight hour. That's why God had John to record it like this. There will be
no
more crying.
No crying. Never.
Bye. traveling home. We will find out in Palatory. Just
how we overcome.
I know we will.
We will understand it.
One of these days,
by and by.
Oh,
by and by. When it's all over down here, my friend, we will understand.
When we don't have to cry,
whoa,
no more,
we will understand.
Oh, yeah. When we are too given up to right for the wrong,
we will understand.
I've never traveled far around the world. I've never seen the many thrills and sights unfurled. But I have taken the journey of journey for me up Calvary's mountain, there my Savior to say. I've seen the Lord. I've been to Calvary, through the witness of His word. Each day at Calvary, what a thrill of love divine, just to know that His Savior is mine. Jesus trod. I saw Him hanging there, the Son of God. When Tuesday nights I knelt and prayed, Jesus, hear my plea. Oh, praise the Lord, I'm glad I've been to Calvary. I've been to Calvary. I can say I've seen the Lord. I've been to Calvary, through the witness of His word. Each day at Calvary, what a thrill of love divine, just to know, just to feel, just to know that.
Thank you. Take his hand and follow him through the shining land.
Just follow him.
shake my hand, leave me on and let me stand.
Keep that
shining light burning in my soul.
Keep me
on the righteous way, and I'll meet you on the judgment day. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Take my hand, yes, take my hand.
Everybody to love their soul. Oh, everybody ought to love their soul. Oh, you know, your soul. Oh, everybody ought to love, love the soul. Oh, soul, soul that liveth. Profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul. Oh, it was spoken by my Savior. I've been told.
Jesus telling me why the world is confused. It's confused because only one man is able to bring peace. And you know what they've done? They've locked that one man. They've locked him out of the peace conference. They don't even want to call his name. They won't let him in the negotiations. But he's saying that if you will elect me in my platform, there's peace. Hallelujah. In fact, he'll tell you about the folk who've already elected him. He'll say they already got that peace I'm talking about. Because in St. John 14 and 27, he said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give it, give I unto you." Hallelujah. I'm going to be through in about 5 minutes. But oh, if you just take time out to elect my candidate. You're talking about freedom. Hallelujah. We're crying out for freedom. And history will tell you that our president, Abraham Lincoln, back in 1800, he signed the Emancipation Proclamation and gave us freedom. But oh, back there in the 1860s, when he gave us freedom, something about that freedom, I heard one minister say, it's just like when you take the chain off of the dog, but you still leave the collar on it. They took the chain loose, but they left the collar on us. Hallelujah. That means we can grab you back anytime you want. But oh, I hear Jesus. I hear Jesus telling us that if we elect him, that he won't give us a partial peace. That he won't give us a temporary peace. For he said, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Hey. Hallelujah. That's why I want you to elect my candidate. We are living in a world that's seeking happiness. And that's seeking joy. They are trying everything. Trying to find joy. Trying to find happiness. But one candidate will say, I'll make you happy. But when you elect him, he make you cry. But oh, Jesus, my candidate. I hear Jesus say, if you elect me, said that joy that you want, said I will give it to you. Yes, he will. For they in the old dispensation, they had a feast. And in this feast, the joy of the Lord was to come into the presence of the people. For the priest, when he walked up the steps into the temple, he was to pour the water out on the ground and pour it out, saying that therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the well of salvation. But I heard Jesus, when he stood there with the priest carrying on his old ritual, and Jesus let him know, it's time for you to vote for me now. And in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, you talking about wrong property, let him come unto me and drink. And he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, if he want joy, out of his belly shall flow rivers. I said rivers of living water. So let me tell you this, in my conclusion, you can take Barabbas if you want to. You can take Mr. anybody you want to. I hate to call the name because you know them so well. You can take the segregationalist if you want to. You can take the hate monger if you want to. You can take the living symbol of the status quo if you want to. You can take the man that have helped to shape the wall policy if you want to. But I know who I'm going to vote for. I'll take Jesus. Somebody, you can have the whole round world, but I'll take Jesus for mine. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 The country may not take him. The nation might not want him. But in my life, he's my president. In fact, I don't even want him. to work by our Constitution, for President limits him too much. I'd rather put him on the throne and make him my king. And anything he said do, without a vote of Congress, I'll do what he want me to do. Yeah! Hallelujah! I'll take him, for he is the best candidate. He is the candidate that will trouble every government that failed to accept him. He is the candidate that will make almighty males fall out of their chairs. He's the candidate that'll break up racism, for he'll put love in your heart. He's the candidate. Hey! He's the candidate that can lead the war on poverty. But when you take him, you are rich. And you can say, my father, I feel rich. And I'm a child of the king. Hey! Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If you take Jesus, let him be your candidate. Let him be your president. You won't have to worry. Bless you tonight. I just want you to try my candidate. Oh, glory. You can vote for him now. Oh, yes, you can.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to wait for an election to be called. For you can call it whenever you want to.
Yeah.
For the devil, he's cast one vote for you in hell. And he said, you're going to be lost. But God, he cast a vote for you in heaven. Say, it's not my will that any perish, but that all come to repentance. And the final vote is up to you. You can vote with the devil and go to hell if you want to. Or you can vote with Jesus and be saved from your sins. Hey, I don't have to worry about voting later. I can do my vote now. But there won't be no voting in hell. Hey, hallelujah. When I get to heaven, I don't have to worry about police brutality. For the angels are there, and the heart is in your soul. Hey, when I get to heaven, I don't have to pay a light gas and water bill.
mocked and scorned the Gospel Radio Hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. The hour is almost up. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal. I hope you have enjoyed this kind of weird set today. I thought it was pretty good. That was just the New Bethel Baptist Church of Portsmouth, Virginia Young Adult Choir. They did The Glory of God from a LP on the Hallelujah label called I've Come a Long Way. I'm going to go ahead and go backwards the last sort of 10 songs. I'm sure you memorized them perfectly. Before that, we heard Apostle G.E. Patterson, Memphis, Tennessee. Mr. Chairman, I nominate Jesus. We heard Olive Side 2, pretty much, on the Holy City label. That's a sermon record, and a little bit timely there. Before that, we heard R.H. Harris and the Masonic Travelers, an LP on Nashboro called Father of Them All. We heard Everybody Ought to Love Their Soul. Before that, Rose Maddox did Dear Lord Take My Hand off a record on Columbia called Precious Memories. And before that, Mance Lipscomb did Run Sinner Run. I believe those are Mac McCormick recordings from the early 70s or late 60s. A record called Trouble in Mind on Reprise. Before that, we heard the always terrific Brother Claude Eli, Holy, 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 off a compilation of country gospel on Audiolab. And before that, we heard John Fahey, early John Fahey, kind of not the very best thing he's ever recorded, but he did do Will the Circle Be Unbroken, and it's certainly really interesting. The organ carrying much of the melody and him sort of noodling on top. And that is off of Volume 4 on Tacoma. Feel free to send me emails of disagreement. How dare I say anything about the great John Fahey that's not 100% positive. Before that, Linda and Jimmy Phillips did I've Been to Calvary, 45 on Master Tone. Before that, John Cooksey, a 45 on Champ with By and By. Before that, the Alexander Gospel Specials, Anyway You Bless Me Lord, a 45 on the Gospel Way label. And we started off this long set with the Seven Sons Singers of Flint, Michigan, with John's Revelation, a 45 on the J&W label. We're now going to end with, I think this is some monks getting jazzy. Ed Summerlin, Gift of Joy is the name of the track, off a record on the Avant-Garde label called Ring Out Joy. Hope you have a great week, and that we will meet again next Sunday.
Ring out joy, ring out the good news. Ring out joy, ring out the good news. For God Almighty has given a holy gift. It's the gift of the Spirit of Peter and the gift of the Spirit in Jerusalem. The gift of salvation for the world. I cried out in Jesus, to Jesus, I cried out, forgive me, my Lord. And he lifted up my spirit, lifted it up beside him, and blessed me with glory and peace. out joy, ring out the good word, sing out the name of my Savior, who straightened my crooked ways. Sing out, ring out, shout, for the sky is ringing with joy, and my heart is in heaven with Jesus. Ring out joy, ring out gladness, for Christ is with us in the Holy Spirit, and God is with us in the Holy Spirit, and His love endures forever and ever and ever. It's the gift of the Spirit of caring. It's the gift of serving and sharing. It's the gift of the new creation given to all of God's children. Given to us today. Sing out, ring out, shout.